Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buell for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. Hubbs reaches third base with a triple. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hubbs scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Banks steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Al McBean. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Grote reaches second base with a double. Verdon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Cubs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Altman moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock is walked intentionally. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Dave Girard now pitching. Howie Goss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Clemente scores. One out. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoke moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Cal Neiman now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Anderson now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Skinner moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke bunts towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Roy Face. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.